13 years, JB and Billy have been delivering radio gold.
You might be in career work, look.
I'm in career, baby.
And now, before they start their 14th season, we've dug up their best bits of all time.
Gold nuggets here, there, everywhere. Tick, 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 tick.
This is the Rush Hour pre-season.
I feel good.
Get the pads out, Fat, and the arm guard, chest guard, thigh pad, and a very small box, because in this hour, we revisit the time you faced the Victorian cricket team's searing pace attack.
Ah, yes. I recall belting Peter Siddle, bowling about 110 k's, just medium, fair dinkum, all over the place. But also in this hour, I want to hear about you, Justin Langer, and a massive brown snake.
Plus, we hear just one of the many times your brain has completely melted down.
But up next, it's a story about Jim, some West Indian cricketers, and a change room. You've got to hear this. This is a beauty. Oh, come here, have a look.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We had a couple of frothies one night when we had the road trip, Jim.
Yeah, down there, Warrnambool way.
Celebrating at a pub in Warrnambool, having a good old night, and all you soft... People went home.
Speaking about showering, Bill, as we just were, I obviously had 15 years of it playing cricket.
Yep.
And 99% of the time it was fine. You don't even think twice. You just get your kit off and into the shower.
Waltz in.
Away you go.
30-minute showers. Beautiful.
No problem.
Yep.
But I played a season, Bill, of club cricket in London back in 1985. Ooh. I was about 17 years of age. Ooh. For a club in the Surrey Championship called Dulwich. This club used to put a social side out midweek called the Jack Frost's 11.
Uh-huh.
Called the Jack Frost's 11 because they played a game on Christmas Day. Idiots. So therefore, the year round they played Jack Frost, that was their name. Anyway, I played for them on a Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And 1 week, we were down to play against the Carnegie Wanderers.
Ooh.
A team, Bill, full of West Indians. Every one of their starting 11 looked like either Gordon Greenwich or Collis King.
Collis King.
And we batted first.
Yes.
Which obviously meant we were in the field second.
Slippery, were they?
Being an English team I was playing for, Bill, I was the only bloke in our team that ever showered.
Is that true? They don't shower?
No shower, no. I started to work out what was going to happen when we had them 9 down.
Mm.
Last week it fell, Bill. I screamed off the field and into the showers as quickly as I could. Because I knew what was coming.
Yes.
Trouble was the water at this club took a little while to warm up.
Oh, no.
So I'm in there. Mm. I've chosen the corner shower.
Yes, as you would.
Strategic. Water finally gets warm. I dive in there. In comes the first one. Then he's joined by three others. Then another one. Shower area full, Bill, of me and five great big massive West Indian bastards. Then it started, Bill. It took about a minute.
And?
Look at that. Look what's hanging off that man.
No.
Yep.
No.
Openly pointing Wilbur. And the one bloke's giving it the, don't swing around, man. You could hurt someone with that. And then they're all giving it the, oh no. Oh, no. Bill, the smallest one in there was twice my size. I am not joking. And then one bloke's headed out of the shower area, screamed down the corridor, Elton! Come and look at this, man. You won't believe it. Anyway, the big wicketkeeper, they were just openly. The big wicketkeeper has looked straight at me. Excuse me, man. Your donkey. Where is the rest of it? In the end, Bill, I just had to turn around and face him. I said, all right, go on. And they're all just going, ah!
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'll do it, Jim. Jason's in Doreen. Okay, Jace.
Can you believe that, Jace? Just a juvenile man. We've had Darren texting us saying, get it on. I can't wait any longer. I've got to go somewhere. I've got to hear it first. All right, Daz. Let's relax a little bit there.
Come on, Daz.
Because here we go with, well, let's take you right back to the start of this cricketing saga.
Monday last week, Billy had this to say.
11 spinners in 14 tests, Jim. 11, count them.
Yes.
And our fast bowlers can't get anyone out. And they're not fast.
rest. So on Tuesday, Peter Siddle popped in with a challenge.
Got plenty of training sessions. I'm going to be home, obviously, as you know, for the next couple of months now. Well, so I guess I might have to pass on the that Australia Day game and get Bill into the MCG nets, I reckon.
I think it's definitely a challenge that can be on, I reckon.
Yes, mate, you will.
What happens if I get hurt and I can't come on radio or do things?
I'm happy to take over that for the next couple of weeks after that, if that's the case.
Problem sorted. Siddle's mates also wanted to go.
Dirk Nannis here. Looking forward to seeing you down there on Monday and rattling him up a bit.
Short taste here. Billy's been mouthing off a bit, thinking about dropping in on Monday and having a trundle as well.
And on Thursday, Billy finally got some advice on his upcoming challenge.
Justin Langer. Lang, welcome to you.
I've got three bits of advice for you, mate. Don't listen to anything that Brayshaw tells you about facing fast bowling. Tip two, get on the front foot. Third thing is, watch the ball like a hawk.
There you are. There's the build-up. That's what happened. Bill opened his big mouth in a bake, and it culminated today in the fact that he had to stand 22 yards away from some frightening, frightening stuff, and the indoor nets is not the place to face fast bowling. I'm telling you that right now.
Actually, it's difficult, isn't it? It's you're kind of caged in.
Yep. And a light isn't good, an outdoor light. It is just not fun. Anyway, to put you out of your misery, this is what happened.
Right, we're at the MCG indoor nets with a very, very frightened William Brownless and the Victorian captain, big Ronnie McDonald. Now, mate, let me start with you, Ronnie. What do we think when you look at this physical specimen?
Well, it is a specimen. I'll start there, JB. It's a fantastic specimen, but I think he's going to have his work cut out today. Like, just looking at the way he even got his pads on, he tripped over, the shoes weren't on right. He's even missing a box, so all I'll say to William Brownless is good luck today, mate.
Now, Big Willis,
you've got Jim.
Pattinson,
yes.
You've got Siddle, and you've got a big, angry Dirk Nannis.
I think Dirk's the physio said he couldn't bowl, so we won't see him, which is great.
I've just seen him there.
Actually, he's just
here. Ronnie, what do you think from Bill's point of view? Who is the most dangerous of this triumvirate of quicks?
Dirkie Nannis, hard to pick up, messy lengths, sort of head to chest height, really ugly man to face. So I'd say he'd be the handful today, Bill.
And I haven't seen Siddle yet.
He's on his way. Don't worry, Bill. You will see him. Now get down there, you fat turd, and get ready to go. Because I tell you what, you're going to be like a pincushion. Balls are just going to be landing into your guts. All right, so here we go. The big Bill Brownless is absolutely filling his pants as we speak, and here comes Dirk Nannis to bowl the first ball. The big hairy left arm, quick. Oh, no, Bill.
Didn't it?
That's hit him in the arse region, and he's hopping around like a big fat kangaroo. Here comes Big Paddo. Oh, Bill. Jesus. That's just thundered into the back net, Bill. His fat guts is tingling. He's anticipating the blow that's going to arrive. Here's Macca. Oh, Bill!
We're halfway
down from McDonald's.
No worries.
And it's pinned him. Oh, and back to Nannis. Big dirty Dirk. Oh, Jesus!
Jesus!
That's missed his head by centimetres. Yeah. Oh, Bill.
Now, Jim, I'm starting to actually shit myself.
Well, I don't blame you, Bill, because up till now I've been laughing. Those last two balls had serious Pattinson thudded into the back fence, and then big dirty Dirk nearly filled you in, Bill.
We might wrap it up, Jim. A couple more.
Now, I think there's a couple more overs, Bill. So all right, here we go. The man he's had the most trouble with, Nannis. Oh, Bill! Jesus! Where did that hit you, Bill?
Fingers.
Oh. All right, Paddo, last one. The fastest in Australia, Bill, and you've actually played it very well.
Yeah.
Now get the hell out of there before someone kills you.
I tell you what, Bill, and I apologise for the use of the Lord's son's name as often as I did too. I got carried away. Well, no. Lord, the Lord is God. His son's name was Jesus, which I said too often there, and I apologise to people listening and young people in the car.
Good
but
on you. Yeah.
Let me just say this, Bill. I did not expect the absolute barrage that you received.
Yeah, and very short. And I think the idea wasn't for them to get me out.
They got bombed.
They were trying to hit
you hard in the head.
Exactly.
And Bill, when you're not at a first-class cricketer, who they normally bowl to, it is unreasonable to expect you to be able to handle it. And I thought, and this is as close to a compliment as I'll ever give you, Bill, I thought you did a very good job. Because I just shudder to think what could have happened if you hadn't kept your eye on the ball and got out of the way. But that was just Nannis and Pattinson. Then, off the plane from Sydney, came Peter Siddle, and he had his own message for you, and we're going to get to that next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tim.
What are you, Bill?
Do you know how many people yell out to me?
How many peoples?
Now we need to get to the real heat in this battle with Bill Brownless at the MCG Indoor Nets today. By the way, triplem.com.au if you want to see the vision. Frightening. We got rid of Nanis, who was ugly, Bill. Mm-hmm. That's ugly bowling.
That left armour coming in, dear.
Well, as you know, I used to play this game for a living, Bill, and blokes like Bruce Reid, who are about Nanis's speed, they're horrible because you can't get out of the way. It just sort of targets that really ugly sort of area in your body where you can't do anything with it.
Your guts.
So I didn't like what you had to put up with there. But then the main act rolled in.
He's a bit late, of course. Flew up to Sydney yesterday, got a call up. 13th man, I think he was.
They're making him do some bloody grunt work off the field, our boy.
Well, Richie said last night, you see there was a wicket in the first over, whatever, and they're out with the drinks.
Yeah, already. But what's wrong with playing him, Bill?
I don't know.
I would have thought a spot in the side wouldn't be a bad thing for our man Pete Siddle. But
man.
He came back off a delayed plane, so he was a little bit late, but don't worry, when he turned up, he turned up.
Look who's turned up now, Big Willis. You thought?
Yes.
You had your hands full with Jimmy Pattinson and Big Dirkie Nanis, who, by the way, bombed him. I've never seen anything like it. I thought we were back in London in the early 40s.
So did I, Jim.
Anyway, now we have, of course, the main man, the big act. Peter Siddle's come in off a late plane. Sids, how are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Feeling actually pretty fresh. I got up this morning, had an early morning swim, stretched up, got all ready for today, so ready to go.
The other two boys, as I just said, were halfway down the whole time, and it seemed to work.
That's what I'm thinking. He's got these pads on. I don't know the purpose of them. The balls aren't going to be that full, so he should have more padding up here.
That is padding. Don't worry about that.
Bill, how did you go against the other two, and what do you expect?
No, because Sid's balls a lot fuller, which is good, and because he likes to swing the ball, so I'm looking forward to maybe getting on the front foot.
Okay, let's go. We're ready. Come on.
Well, here he comes. Just a couple of warm-ups. Oh, no, he's got the wrapping on the pad.
Oh, he's got
good
that
pad.
One's just dived into some available flesh. Oh, no, that one hasn't landed.
What's going on here?
That one didn't even kiss the turf, Bill. Here he goes. And, oh, bouncer, and underneath goes Brownless.
Thank God.
He's not enjoying one bit of this.
I'll
chin music.
Round.
Oh, no, round the music. No.
Hang on.
Round the wicket, Bill.
Can
here
I open
he comes.
The stance up, Tim?
Oh, no. Oh,
Bill. Oh, Jim.
Oh, no, Bill.
That didn't miss by much, Jim.
Bill. And thundering bouncer. Well handled.
Oh,
that's enough, Bill.
Yes. The adrenaline, let me tell you, Jim.
Sids, I'm telling you what, mate. You threw your best at him and he got out of the way.
Yeah.
He actually did bat very well. Yeah. Quite surprisingly, the boys actually said that he did pretty well before. So the bloke did say the other day, is he a chicken? But no, you got in behind him and he batted quite well. So,
and can I just give a rider? Sids is fast. All the other Australians aren't they fast, but Sids is fast. Don't worry about that. We love Sids. Good on you, mate, for being part of this.
Cheers,
hoo-ha.
Mate.
Very well done to all of those boys down there. And to you, Bill. I said that you did very well, and I admired the fact that you got in line, which is very, very tough to do.
Well, you've got to do it because I would have copped it on here if I would have chickened out, which I would have loved to. Don't worry about that. Well done to the DEC Bush Rangers and Jess down there who organised all this.
Very well done. And the MCG for letting us use their facilities. And, of course, Bill, Lee Watts from Kookaburra for providing you with the stuff that you needed. Not only a very, very nice blade.
The kahuna.
The big kahuna.
Is that magnificent?
But also, I think you had a chest guard, an arm guard, a thigh guard.
Inner thigh guard,
a box, pads, gloves. Never seen a more padded man. So thank you to Watsy and the great people at Kookaburra, who, by the way, make the best cricket equipment and have done for a very, very long time. So it was great fun.
And our listener, of course, Andrew Wingrove, who he had a hit too before us, and he's played a bit of cricket before. Yep. He actually charged Andrew McDonald.
He did.
He charged him and hit him over cover. So, and well done to Andrew Ronald McDonald, good fella, Dirkie Nanis, James Patterson, and, of course, Australia's fast bowler, Jim, fast bowler Peter Siddle.
Oh, yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Blokes that have won the Brownlow before, like Robert Diplomenico and
Robert
course,
who?
Diplomenico.
Growing up in the West, Bill, I was about 3 years older than Justin Langer.
Right.
I reckon. I wouldn't JL. Have the exact. I reckon I'm about 3 years older than him. Tiny little bastard. But he and I, great friends, of course, of the two families, Colin, Joanne, his mum and dad, magnificent people. Anyway, so we all grew up.
Played cricket together.
Cricket together. Yeah. Not for WA, though. I'd left by the time he came through. No. A lot against each other. But juniors, he was at Aquinas, I was at Scotch.
Was he a good cricketer as a kid?
Not as good as he turned out to be.
No, right.
Nowhere near as good as he turned out to be. But I'll tell you what, Bill. He was a rock hard bastard.
Yeah.
Like, we used to go to the Wacker Nets in the winter, the indoor centre with the bowling machines, at about 7:30. I'd then go on to work, and he'd go on to year 12 at Aquinas. So we'd turn up. And, like, I'd be annoyed that I had to get up early in the morning to go to the Nets, because I'm not a morning man.
No, you're not.
11 years of low-quality breakfast radio, I'll tell you that.
And you're not a night man.
Not really any man. Turn up at 7:30. Yes. He'd roll in, Bill.
Yes.
Often with, like, blood trickling out of his ear or out of his nose. What? And this is a 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid. I'd say to him, what have you been doing? And Bill, he, for an hour before turning up to the indoor nets in July, middle of the Perth winter, he'd been to Taekwondo, whatever the hell he did, and had the shit kicked out of him. No, he would spar with black belts, and he was nowhere near a black belt at that stage, and they would literally belt the living crap out of him.
A little JL.
He'd have half his eye closed over, and I'd look at him and go, mate, what are you doing?
Why?
He'd go, I love it. I just love it. I love getting in the ring. Bashed. I love getting these blokes that belt him up. So. Yeah. That's the sort of weird-ass unit you're dealing with. And I should add money on him then, playing 120 tests, because he just wanted it so badly. Anyway, move on to the back end of his playing career, and I had finished playing, and I was holidaying in Perth. He obviously lives there. He's got a place in Mandurah, not far from where Bristol comes from.
Oh, yes.
An hour south of Perth. A very nice place on the canals there. And he plays his golf at a place called The Cut in Port Bouvard, I think it is, which is a very nice golf course about an hour south of Perth. Anyway. So the two of us are playing golf. He's not a great golfer, JL. I think he might have got better, but at that stage he wasn't great. Nuggety little left-hander. Yeah, he could spray him everywhere. Just, anyway, two of us are sitting in a cart. We're driving around, a beautiful day, talking smack. I've picked that up, Bill, from modern footballers. We were just talking smack.
You were very good at it.
Anyway, as we're driving around, and this is a hard bastard. This is a man who broke his hand when he was on 70, went on to make 200 in a Shield game against South Australia. So very, very tough. So that's why he and I always got on so well together.
Unlike flogging.
Like, we had that in common. Anyway, I'm driving along that. And one of the things I am, and I don't know why, because it's authentic, so I haven't manufactured, I'm fascinated by snakes.
Snakes.
Two houses in the Adelaide Hills. Adelaide Hills got lots of snakes.
Yes.
So certainly the first one, which had a creek running down the front of it, often see red bellies and tiger snakes, and every now and then the odd king brown.
Dangerous bastards.
No, real dangerous bastards. Yeah. But, Bill, as long as you're far enough away from them, you know they're not going to attack you, and I just find them fascinating.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're driving around on this cart, golf cart, and we're driving up to a tee box at Port Bouvard, the cut. And I see going across the tee box a good-sized brown snake. I think they call them dugites.
They call them dugites.
Don't know why.
They do. It's bloody strange.
Dugite, but it was a good big bastard. Yeah. Anyway, so I should have picked up on the fact that the noise next to me stopped.
Yeah.
But I wasn't interested because I wanted to go and have a look at it. Yeah. So I've driven straight over the top of the two tee boxes because it was on the third one down.
Not over the
because
snake.
It was heading off. No, never. Yeah. It was heading off and I wanted to catch it before it buggered off.
Mm.
Anyway, so I'm driving, quickly to try and see this thing. It was a real good, fat, long bastard. Anyway, as I'm doing that, Bill, it suddenly occurred to me that there was a commotion next to me in the golf cart.
Yeah.
And you know how golf carts are made? You've got the sort of perspex you look out the front of, and then behind you, you've often got a little bucket where you can put your head covers or any apparel you don't want to wear anymore. And behind that, you've got the two sets of golf clubs strapped in.
Yeah.
He was terrified of snakes. Like, I'm talking terrified to the point where
a lot of people took
him over.
Like Sam Newman.
So as I'm driving towards this snake, Bill, he's exited out the back of the golf cart.
He went out the back.
Through the bucket where the head covers were, past the clubs.
Oh.
So I've looked in the rearview mirror and there was the toughest Australian opening batsman ever running in the opposite direction.
Oh, come on, JL.
I said to him, what the f***? Do you think you do?
Jim.
I said,
what the hell?
Seriously?
What the hell?
Anyway, so I've stopped and had a bit of a look at the snake, and by that stage, it'd bugger off. I've gone back to get him. All the blood's drained out of his face. He goes, what do you think you're doing?
Mm.
I said, mate, we're in a cart and we're 10 metres away. I'm just having a look at the snake.
Yeah, I'm a bit with him.
Bill, you could grab me and say, stop here.
Yeah.
You don't have to exit through the back. Bill.
Through it past the clubs.
He got past the clubs, past the net, and was running in the other direction.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you collect unusual? Right. Salt and pepper. Oh. What's wrong with me?
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I'm just not right.
You aren't.
See someone?
There was another one off the top today where you just uttered something that no one really understood. You just trailed off. Have you got that one, Dave?
No, he hasn't.
Not just at the moment.
All right, we'll get that ready for the next one, Bill.
Hugh Seward, me doctor. I'm going to see him on Monday and I might have a brain scan.
You forgot what you were saying off the top and just sort of trailed off.
I was trying to get in blue sky, beautiful day into the listeners.
I know what you were trying to say, but you couldn't.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work. In my head or something. It doesn't come from there down to me mouth, Jim.
Doesn't
work. I don't know what happens, but it doesn't work. It just, there's a blockage.
Oh, is there?
I think I might have an enema.
Oh.
I might have a blockage. This could be serious, Jim. I could just faint one day and die on air. I could have a blockage, and you laugh. You think it's funny.
What does he just call that?
You can get stuffed. Dangerous. Push the button, do something. You do nothing.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus, he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's,
The Antarctic? Or Antarctica, Bill?
Oh, he went down to the Antarctic.
Right.
For 13 years, JB and Billy have been delivering radio gold.
You might be in career work, look.
I'm in career work.
And now, before they start their 14th season, we've dug up their best bits of all time.
Gold nuggets here, there, everywhere. Tick, 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 tick.
This is the Rush Hour pre-season.
I feel good!
Bill, we always love getting the family involved, and over the years, they've provided us with some hilarious stories. In this hour, we hear several about the crazy things you've done with a portaloo.
Plus, we'll hear my joke that had Rabsy rolling on the floor, absolutely hysterical.
But next, it's the greatest marketing service there ever was, Fat and Skinny's Advertising Agency.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you reckon the bosses, they hear that?
Mate,
they're going to come in here and go, Bill, fair dinkum, finish up tonight.
Now, let me tell you what we're doing today. Now, this is the Fat and Skinny Ad Agency, of course. Companies come to us. They're going okay, but they're not quite getting enough of what they want out there, Bill.
That's right.
And what we offer in our ad agency is a rebranding,
well,
if necessary.
Well, we sit down, don't we, Jim? We look That's at all it. This. A rebranding,
Do
yes?
Do you need a rebranding? Yep. Do you need an on-hold message? Yep. Everyone does, especially after Fat and Skinny are finished, you'll be inundated. And a jingle.
A jingle, Jim.
They're the three That's things it. We give you, and then we set you on your way, and massive corporations flower. Out of what we do.
That's flour.
Yes.
I
so,
like
Bill,
that, Jim.
Here we go
that.
With this particular one. Now, let me just read you through. This came through from Dave.
Righto.
Company's name's Mighty Power Wash. Bill.
Yes.
Just let me explain it first. I own and operate a high-pressure cleaning business called Mighty Power Wash.
Yeah, yeah.
I predominantly clean residential properties, which includes backyard pavers, driveways, pool and entertainment areas, and full house washdowns.
Ooh.
Winter, usually a bit slow.
Yep.
So a little help with advertising would be very much appreciated. Thank you for your time. Okay. So Mighty Power Wash, Bill, a big part of our meeting was, are we happy with that?
And we weren't. So we're not happy with Mighty Power Wash.
So we changed that into?
Overnight Brazilian. Because, Jim, when we come in, we go bang and it is smooth as a baby's bum, Jim. Let me tell you. We clean the properties. We clean the driveways, Jim. Smooth as a baby's bum. Overnight Brazilian.
Well, Bill, I like it.
Yes.
Because exactly what you've just said, after we've finished, that's what it resembles.
Exactly.
But also, Bill, what we thought for Dave
yes.
was people will look in the old yellow pages
and
or online and see Overnight Brazilian. And they might just think something else.
Something else.
And
Jim.
Bill, once you got them on the phone, they're all yours.
That's not ours. We've done our job.
That's
they're
it.
On the phone.
They're on the phone. You get them.
Sign them up.
Sign them up from there.
Exactly.
So you've got a bit of a double way of getting them ringing.
Double whammy, Jim. That's what we thought.
Overnight Brazilian.
Well, imagine going through the yellow pages. Oh, mighty power wash. Yeah, mighty power wash.
Overnight Brazilian.
Next, next. Oh, hang on. Hello? Overnight Brazilian. Hello.
Let's
ring this up.
What's that telling us?
Exactly.
It's telling us maybe Brazilian and maybe...
Bang.
Overnight. Yeah. Anyway, so, Bill, I like it.
Tick the box,
I like it. So now, overnight Brazilian, they will be... Their phone will run off the hook.
Off the hook.
So he could put... Dave could put seven people on to answer the call. Still wouldn't be enough.
Yeah, you're right.
So he needs... An answering machine message.
On hold.
So, Bill.
Yep.
Here it is.
Oh, no.
Hi there. We all know the fur can sprout in winter. Things can get a little overgrown. Good thing you rang overnight Brazilian. After we've finished, your surfaces will look like they've just been laid. Get it? Laid. Driveways, paving, pool coping, they'll all get the treatment. And trust me, the girls will love the finish too. Overnight Brazilian. Smooth.
Bill,
I'll see you, Jim.
Everything you need to know.
Coming together, Jim.
That's
it's coming
it, Bill.
Together. I
so,
like it.
So suddenly when you're just back with the pack.
That's it.
Power wash. Everyone knows power wash and no one's ringing because it's like, well, you sound like everyone else.
Yep.
What do you do different to everyone else? Suddenly overnight Brazilian.
Oh, hang on. I'll have a look at this.
That's a number I'll ring.
Bang. A nice on hold hold.
That's it.
Message.
So.
Because there'll be a lot holding on, Jim.
They will be, Bill.
Because there'll be that many ringing.
Exactly
there'll be a lot
right.
on hold hold.
Oh, thank you. So what we'll do now is we'll get to a little break, and next I think this might be our finest
our
piece
worst.
Of work.
Jim, I don't...
The jingle...
I don't want to be part of it.
For Overnight Brazilian coming next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Under a buck, Jim. Do you understand that? See, there's a nice little double entendre.
Is that what... What, big pardon? Triple M.
Fat and skinny.
Yeah.
That's it. The ad agency. And we're putting out some of our finest stuff. Dave's on the line, of course. He's Mighty Power Wash, now called Overnight Brazilian.
That's it, Jim.
And what we've done is we've given him an on-hold message. This is a company, by the way, that clean residential properties like pavers and driveways and pool coping and all that sort of stuff. Do an amazing job. When they leave, the thing's absolutely like it's just been put down.
Yeah.
But, Bill, finding it hard in the winter months, bit slower.
Yeah.
So Overnight Brazilian now out of Mighty Power Wash. I think he'd be happy with that as we welcome him to the show, Dave.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
What do you think of the rebranding?
Mate, I absolutely love it. I can see where you're going with it, and I'm loving it. It's I've got to just expand my horizons. I'm hearing you.
Yeah. All right. Now, what we'd played before, which you mightn't have heard, was the on-hold message. So we'll run that by you again, Dave.
Hi there. We all know the fur can sprout in winter. Things can get a little overgrown. Good thing you rang overnight Brazilian. After we've finished, your surfaces will look like they've just been laid. Get it? Laid. Driveways, paving, pool coping, they'll all get the treatment. And trust me, the girls will love the finish too. Overnight Brazilian. Smooth.
Oh, Dave.
Mate, that is great. See, I could work days and nights then, so I could clean during the day and then work cleaning on the inside, if you know what I mean.
That's it, Dave. The possibilities are endless for the direction Overnight Brazilian could take.
Yeah.
And this is it. This is what we do at Fat and Skinny.
Yeah.
We take something that's probably four-dimensional and just explode it, Bill.
Is that what we do?
Yep, explode it.
Explode it.
Now, here we go.
Now, is this a jingle?
Ever known anything that's four-dimensional, by the way?
No.
Not until the Fat and Skinny ad agency.
I'm just trying to think, what is four-dimensional?
That's it, Bill. We've brought something totally new.
We're going to go with a jingle here, Dave, and I'm sorry about this.
Now, Dave, this is, your jingle, and... we've gone.
That wasn't my jingle.
No, that's your on-hold message. We've gone here, Dave, to a place that I don't think we've ever gone to before, and that's hip hop. And I'm not sure it worked. You have a listen.
This is a song about dirty pavers, mouldy pools and ugly driveways.
Boys know winter she gets a little shaggy.
Bring in Brazilian and as smooth as a baby.
You're smart because you got your own catcher.
4 hours later, nothing's looking smarter.
Maybe it's time for a different plan.
Hey, time you rang overnight Brazilian.
Ooh, Once your pool's waxed, it's on to the paving.
Pathways, driveways, they all need shaving.
There's only one place that you'll be a-going.
Overnight Brazilian, that's all you're knowing. Overnight Brazilian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave.
I love it.
Get off the ground. because that is unbelievable, isn't it? Nice little bit of rap, dropping a few bars with Jimmy there.
Oh, guys, you've actually opened up the market beautifully for me. That's fantastic, boys.
What did you think of Bill's rapping?
Mate, that's good, mate. You put a bit of effects on your voice and you sound like Eminem.
Well, 50 Cent.
Oh, beg your pardon?
50 Cent. How is business going there, Dave?
Mate, look, it's pretty good, but I've taken a bit of a hit the last 6 months. We've had some twins in the family, brand new babies that spent about 140 days in intensive care. So they're good now, but they had their little run with the other side a few times. So they've made it back home, and it's all good. So I took a bit of a hit there last 6 months, but after listening to your jingle, mate, I think this phone's just going to be running hot.
Mighty Power Wash, otherwise known as Overnight Brazilian.
Overnight Brazilian. That's going to be a night shift.
That's it, Dave. Take it away. A great pleasure meeting you, and our pleasure from Fat and Skinny's to be able to turn your business and give it a nice buffing.
Yes.
No, thank you very much, boys. Thanks a lot.
Nicely done.
All the best
well
for
done,
the
Dave.
Twins, too.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. Right. That
been
sounds
tough
like a
time.
Great result there.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, Damo Barrett already coming in. Yes, he reckons. Give us another little hit of that.
Yeah. Ooh. Ah. Ooh.
Overnight Brazilian.
Yeah. That's not bad. Actually, it's better than I thought, Jim. I was writing out, look what I started to write. I officially hand in my resignation, but I've stopped because that wasn't bad.
You don't mind the
I was happy with the hip-hop.
Righto.
Wow.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You shouldn't take the mickey out of people that can't talk properly. The dyslexia.
I read this article in the Herald Sun online. Right. In fact, from the Courier Mail up there in Queensland. A man has suffered significant injuries, Bill, after a portaloo exploded at Rockhampton Airport in Queensland.
Oh, no.
I know.
What happened, Jim?
Apparently the man was using the portaloo when he lit a cigarette.
Oh.
There was some sort of explosion, the spokeswoman said, and the man suffered pretty severe injuries.
Oh, well, it's not a laughing matter, Jim.
It isn't, but what it did, Bill, is it got me to thinking that, I'm not sure it's a good idea to light a cigarette in a portaloo.
Because is there different gases?
Well, I think there must be. I don't know enough about them.
Right.
But all I know is this. The North Melbourne boys, Bill, back in the late 80s, went down to the Warrnambool races. And I hope the players aren't listening. Because the now football manager, Donald McDonald, was there.
Oh,
and the now assistant coach, Darren Crocker, was there as well.
Come on, Crocker.
Along with a few of the other boys. And they were getting up to no good, Bill, it's fair to say. As footballers used to in those days.
As you did.
And Croc, after a big night the night before, had to go to the toilet for an extended stay.
Oh.
And at the races, of course, Bill, most of the toilets are portaloos.
They are, Jim, yes.
Croc in there. Oh. And Donald and the other boys thought it would be hilarious to pick the portaloo up, turn it on its side, and roll it down the hill. So they did, Bill, exactly that. Roaring with laughter as the portaloos rolled down the hill and finished down the bottom. As they're standing there thinking it's the funniest thing that's ever happened, out of the other portaloo, next to where they were standing, came Croc.
Oh!
Gives it the what are you blokes laughing at? Down the bottom, this poor bastard's crawled his way out of the portaloo.
He's probably reading the paper trying to get a winner in the next at Warrnambool.
Wonder what the hell hit him, Bill.
Mate, did they see who it was or they bolted?
They picked up the wrong portaloo. They just bolted. This bloke.
Jim, that's one of your best stories.
Oh, don't worry. I don't think the boys are particularly proud of themselves afterwards.
I wonder if we could ever get hold of that bloke who was in the dunny.
Well, you'd feel aggrieved, wouldn't you?
Aggrieved?
You're minding your own business, having a little number two in a portaloo at the Warrnambool races.
Suddenly, you're
emulating poo cocktail out of jacket.
Oh, no.
Now, all right, 133353. When have you run into trouble in a portaloo?
Very simple, Jim. Say it again.
It's a pretty simple one.
It is.
133353. When have you run into trouble in a portaloo?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's what stuffs Bill, Nafe. He can't understand
Give
what happens.
Give me some strategicness of it.
What?
I tell you, 133353, we've asked you the question, when have you run into trouble in a portaloo? Because we've just heard about this one up in Rockhampton, where a poor man's lit a smoke in there and it's blowing up on him, Bill.
Kaboom, the gas is in there, Jim.
So Matt's from Geelong. Hello, Matty.
How you going, boys?
What happened, Matty?
We had a work break up and I was just the apprentice at the time, my first year there. Sitting there, had a few ales and then all of a sudden had to go to the toilet. So I've jumped in and a couple of the boys are ratchet, strapped it closed. Hooked it up to the back of the ute and went forward driving out the back of the shed.
Oh, no. How did you go?
Yeah, mate, let's just say I had to get changed at the end.
Oh, but did you get hurt? Like it would have hurt being bounced around.
Yeah, a few bruises. I just tried to brace myself, mate, and just hung on for dear life.
Matty, when you felt it go over, you knew, didn't you, what was happening?
Oh, mate, you just hear a big bang and then you hear about four blokes going, get it shut, get it shut.
Sitting there. Well done, Matty. You're a star. Good boy. Stewie's from Sunbury. Hello, Stewie.
How you going, boys? Go the Cats.
Go the Cats, Stewie. What happened with you in the portaloo?
Oh, mate. Apprentice like the last fella. First day on the job.
Oh, no.
End of the day, all the boys bringing out the beers, doing landscaping. And, I went in to do a bit of a buzzer. Still had me stubby.
A buzzer?
Bang, the door goes closed behind me. They had latches on the outside, so when they're travelling, the boys can lock them up when they're going on the trucks and whatnot.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought, it's all fun and games. I'll just sit here for 5 minutes and... You know,
yep.
10 minutes later, I'm still locked in there. I start banging, and the boys come over and go, "What's the matter, big fella?"
Big fella.
Then they give it a bit of a push on the side, and she falls over.
Don't.
Oh.
So then I'm laying there covered in crap.
Oh, no.
Held onto the stubby, bud. Didn't drop the stubby.
Yeah, good boy.
Finished the stubby off, and after about 20 minutes of sitting in there whinging, they let me out. And the boys had a nice, clean pair of clothes for me for after that, so they knew they were going to do it.
It stinks, that stuff, too.
What? Poo.
No, the stuff, the chemicals they... Well, come poo on, does Bill. Too, but the chemicals they put in there are disgusting.
What about... He went for a buzzer.
Trev. He's on the line from Pakenham, Bill.
Hey, Trev.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Going well, mate. What happened?
Yeah, we go on this cricket trip away every year up to Corowa, and we stay up on the Murray there, and when we camp, they give us a portaloo, and one of the guys that went in the portaloo was an older fellow. He sitting in the toilet. We tied it up. Looped a bit of rope around the tree and hooked it up to the back of a ute and drove forward and suspended him about a foot off the ground. And then we started shooting him with a spade gun.
Have a listen to Trev.
He liked it.
He thinks it's fantastic.
The old slug gun.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Great trip.
Good work, Trev.
All right, Trev, well done. And finally, Tone's on the line from Werribee. Hello, Tone.
There you go.
Are you ran into trouble with a portaloo?
Oh, yeah, I've ran into trouble. Being from Werribee, it's appropriate, I guess. Every morning, obviously construction every morning, you have your pre-start, and we'd always play a bit of a joke, construction workers, machine operators, give the dunny a bit of a bash with the machine or park a unit in front of it so the guys can't get out.
Yeah.
So this is how I got my nickname, the Gremlin. I'm sitting there after my first morning coffee, sort of brews up, and I take a seat. One of the guys gets the backhoe, decides he'll lower the bucket, but drop the bucket all of a sudden.
No.
And the door flings out in front of about 90-odd workers, and there's me, Wang, hanging out, doing the Gremlin.
Doing a Gremlin.
Yeah, backing out a Gremlin, mate.
Thank you, Tone. We like to think of ourselves as quite a highbrow show here on the Rush Hour.
I've learned a couple of things
really
here.
It hasn't gone that way, has it?
The buzzer and the Gremlin.
A buzzer and a Gremlin. Vince.
Come on.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And a lady with glasses.
No.
We've endured 13 years of Billy's jokes and found a good one.
The miracle of modern radio.
On the Rush Hour pre-season, this is Billy's joke.
Jimmy Boy, three children named Feather, Droplet and Brick went to their mother to ask why they were named so.
Oh, no.
Feather went to his mother and said, "Mother, why is my name Feather?" Mother said, "Because when you were born, a feather fell on your forehead." Ah, fair enough. Droplet went to his mother and asked, "Mum, why is my name Droplet? Because when you were born, a water droplet fell on your forehead."
Yes.
Droplet's happy enough with that.
Yes.
When Droplet went away, Brick shuffled up to his mother and said,
Seriously.
That's terrible.
brick, Jim.
There's only so much more of this I can actually do.
I'm going to get it.
Seriously, there's only so much more of this job I can actually do.
Poor old Bricklet. Bricklet.
All right, oh,
did you get it?
Oh, yeah, so good.
Brick was a baby, yeah, couldn't talk.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah.
Oh,
I can't be doing this.
Two more shows.
I can't be putting my name to this.
Jim, that's our best show.
Brick.
Started Brick. Well, ended well.
Droplet and Feather and Pearl Brick. Right, Brick.
We'll finish up the night. You are the king of the divan. Quel me dit en passant.